This podcast is brought to you by the Howie Car Show store. Go to howiecarshow.com and click on the store to see our latest great deals on t-shirts, books, and so much more.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
I watched you, you know, talking in, on a bunch of different interviews today, and you said, burn it down. You said, burn it down.
If this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system. And I could be speaking figuratively. Okay. I could be speaking literally. It's a matter of interpretation.
And I mean that figuratively, not literally, because you guys are so important to me. I love you guys, but don't cross me. But you're the best.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, I was shot in Seattle at Chaz on Friday. The cops left me out there to die.
Boy, talk about irony.
I got shot 5 times.
Protesters are declaring this an autonomous zone, free of police. Do you consider it to be a dangerous situation? And if so, how?
Well, of course, I think that officers need to be able to function and perform from the precinct. While I really support First Amendment free speech, this is not that.
Think about the irony.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Look, the people who are basically tearing down statues, trying to make a statement, have the mistaken assumption that black people are sitting around cheering. In my opinion, black people laugh at white people who do this.
Oh, man. White people, right?
Unchained and unstoppable.
In Florida's Palm Beach County, anger erupted after a unanimous vote to make masks mandatory. This turned downright ugly.
You literally cannot mandate somebody to wear a mask knowing that that mask is killing people.
This is totally political and you know it.
You disgrace me! You know why? You did not listen to we the people.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
That vote in Palm Beach County was 7-0 by the county commissioners. I mean, I was surprised it was passed at all, considering the town of Palm Beach where I live, it was 5-0. No masks. No masks. No mask. That's what I say. But it was 7-0. I don't blame them for being PO'd. This is ridiculous. In case you haven't heard the news yet, in Massachusetts in the fall, all public school students above the second grade will have to wear masks with their desks 6 feet apart. Students returning to Massachusetts classrooms this fall will be learning with teachers for masks. The kids will be wearing them too.
Did this just happen?
Yeah. You know, we have to protect the children because of the horrific death rate among children from the Wuhan Red Death. The death rate, in case you haven't, has remained rather steady all along. It started out at zero. And it continues to be zero. No one under the age of 20 has died, even under the inflated or questionable statistics that are being promoted by the various states and local governments and the feds. Zero deaths. And to respond to the plague of zero deaths, the state has mandated masks.
There's a lot at stake here.
Just shut the bleep up, you know? Just shut the bleep up. And incidentally, you know how it's always the grim milestones? The grim milestones, you know, if they can blame it on Trump, it's always a grim milestone. The nation today approaches a grim milestone of 100,000 COVID-19 deaths. The nation today reached a grim milestone of 100,000 COVID-19 deaths. Well, you know what? Did you hear anything about a grim milestone that the Commonwealth of Massachusetts reached yesterday? A grim milestone of 5,000 deaths in nursing homes that are regulated by Charlie Parker's government. Everybody was fixated, as well they should have been, on the Holyoke Soldiers Home and the disaster there. That was another grim milestone. But the overall number reached 5,007. I didn't realize it today till I was looking over to writing the caption for the daily chart that I post I tweet out just to let people know the real numbers. 5,000 deaths on Charlie Parker. And this is his response. He says he can't do anything about the 5,000 old people who've died. And I'm sorry they're dead. But they're extremely old, and most of them were extremely sick with other underlying conditions. So since he's not going to do anything about the nursing homes because they give him a lot of money, he is instead going to force every kid in the Commonwealth who's in a public school to wear a mask. How does this make any bleeping sense? Are you kidding? Again, if there was some kind of terrible pandemic, to use their word, among children, you anything to save some lives. But they're not talking about saving lives. This is just, you know, enforcing your little edicts on people. I we're going to have a guy on later today. He's one of our advertisers. He's been on before. He's suing. He's one of the people suing Baker. And, you know, he says, okay, let us open the restaurants, but now all these Karens, he didn't call them Karens, I call them Karens, you call them Karens, all these Karens walking around with masks consider themselves deputized to try to shut down anybody who they suspect to the slightest degree of being a Trump supporter. That's what this is all about. God. 978 says, before coronavirus, how many people died in nursing homes each year anyway? Well, that's exactly right. I don't know where to get those numbers. I'm going to read you the whole numbers, though. I mean, a lot of these spiking stories that are going on, they've increased testing. What's to be concerned about is the number of deaths, and the number of deaths keeps going down. There was a quote-unquote spike a couple of days ago on June 23rd. But, some of the people who follow these statistics pretty carefully, I mean, these are academics who haven't lost their minds. They said, okay, there was a spike. You know what the spike was? It was 69 deaths added from the little state of Delaware that had decided that they had miscalculated the deaths. So all of the increase, the spike on June 23rd, came from one state, Delaware, of all places. 844-500-4242, 978. Baker's task force are idiots. I have trouble with a mask for 1 hour grocery shopping. How are kids going to wear them for hours? I know. Who? I mean, you know, how do you tell little kids to wear masks? And they were originally, they were going to have everybody staring straight ahead. I think they're also going to have to eat their meals in the classrooms, their lunches. Just nuts. 844-500-4242. That's a, and again, what about Lincoln County? What is it? Lincoln County, Oregon? Are the non-white children in the classrooms there? If they go to the mask protocol, are they going to be exempted from wearing masks? Tonight, in Washington, D.C., the Black Lives Matter is going to try to tear down the Emancipation statue in the district. The emancipation as in freeing the slaves. They're going to tear down that statue. You want another one? They're demanding that they change the name of the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia, because somehow master, to say that the person who wins the Masters Golf Tournament is the master, is somehow racist.
You mean the tournament that Tiger Woods has won multiple times?
Yeah, that he's won, and I think it's probably, if you asked him, it's probably the proudest achievement of his professional career is to have that green jacket, sport jacket, put on him. That's like the ultimate. I mean, that's like winning the Super Bowl MVP trophy, but it's golf. And they want to do it. Why don't we ask Tiger Woods how he feels about renaming the Masters Tournament in Augusta, Georgia? There are other ones too. Did they rename Providence? Did they rename the state of Rhode Island today, or is that just in the works? Has that actually been done yet? Have they passed that? They're going to get rid of the name Providence, Rhode Island, and Providence Plantations, which, of course, I would say no more than 1% of the entire population of the U.S., probably no more than 10% of the population of Rhode Island knew it was named Rhode Island and Providence Plantations. But now it's grotesque racism that has to be put out of business. 844-500-42. Grace just said, call the masters the maskers. We're here at the maskers. I have to speak even lower now than I used to when it was the masters because I'm speaking through a mask. Maybe the green coat is racist, too, and we just haven't figured out how that is. All right. A few days ago, there were 17,000 test results in Massachusetts, but only 2% came up positive. And just because you come up positive, that doesn't mean you're going to get sick or die. You know? I mean, you have... You could test positive for a lot of things, and it's not going to end your life. 844-500-4242. I would like to see it in just some newspaper or on some TV or radio broadcast that the state of Massachusetts today reached a grim milestone. I know it's a day late now, and I apologize for not noticing it until this morning, but it's a grim milestone. But because he's a never Trumper, and because he wants to destroy the state's economy and is doing a really great job of it, he doesn't get any grief like President Trump gets, or Ron DeSantis in Florida, or Greg Abbott in Texas. 844-500-4242. They're already canceling football seasons too. Those are going to be gone. So, you know, all those great Thanksgiving classic games that you looked forward to and bored your kids talking about, and they were looking forward to having the Thanksgiving games. They're going to be gone. Everything out the window. So, what do you do on Saturday afternoon? Is there going to be any college football? All right. Rhode Island has not been renamed yet. It's up for a vote. Well, how do you think the vote's going to go? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's New England's talk radio king. He's Howie Carr.
Hi, this is Val from Longmeadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Haverhill, Massachusetts.
This is Murnie in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Want to do our cheap bastard deal here. We'll do the poll question after the bottom of the hour. We got another great cheap bastard deal. By the way, we still have a few of those gift certificates to the Route 1 grill in Saugus. There are a few left, so you can get them. $50 gift certificates for $25. But right now we've got one of our really most popular ones. This is Cape Gunworks is our cheap bastard deal.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal. Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
Cape Gunworks. It's in Hyannis. It's one of our regular sponsors. It's New England's premier gun range. They're not just the state-of-the-art gun range and firearms training center, nor are they just a shooter's pro shop. They want to treat you with the friendly respect you deserve. So right now, we are selling 1 year of full gun range use at Cape Gunworks. It's a $500 value for just $250, and they're also waiving the $175 initiation fee. So you're getting a $675 value for just $250, and this is the best place on the Cape for sure. Thanks. Toby is up here to tell us about it. What else do you get, Toby, with this deal?
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Howie. It's always a pleasure. And when this is actually not just the regular membership, this is the plus membership. So you can bring a guest every time you come with no additional range fee. Typically, you pay a range fee when you bring a guest, but this is the plus one membership. So it's our best membership we offer. And you get 10% off any classes you take, which we're rolling a lot of classes right now. We're actually doing 6 license to carry classes a week right now, and we're also doing some
others. I wonder why people are so interested in getting a firearm right about now. Why could that possibly be?
It's just strange. I guess maybe, you know, they're just sick of being cooped up in the house. They want to get a new sport, go do something else. I don't know.
So you also get the 10% off all the Cape Gunworks classes. You get a 30-day 100% satisfaction guarantee for every firearm you purchase at Cape Gunworks. And you get full access to the indoor archery range.
Correct. Yep. We have a new indoor archery range, so you can use that.
Just crossbow or longbow or both?
You can do whichever you want. Traditional crossbow, longbow, compound bow, whatever you want to do.
And you also throw in a comfortable Cape Gunworks t-shirt.
We
they
do.
They are very comfortable.
And one of the best benefits to being a member is you get 5% off everything in the store. Guns, ammo, accessories, optics, whatever. 5% off. Right off the
top. So these are going to go fast. They always do. We don't have too many of them. This is a $500. It's actually a $675 deal for $250. Tell us about the mystery gun, too.
So
you have to be a member to get in on the mystery gun deal?
Well, during COVID, we started to do a live broadcast ourselves, just a live stream, try to keep people up to date with what was going on, especially we were getting calls every day like, you got ammo, you got guns, what do you got? And so I started doing a little bit of a live, stream just to keep people aware of what's going on. And at one point, I had to wear a piece of paper on my chest that said, no, we don't have ammo. Like, we were out of ammo because, everybody who calls, you got ammo, you got ammo, you got... But now we're well supplied, we're fully stocked. And so as a result of doing this live stream, just to have some fun, we'd do a little shooting match between me and some of the people at the
range.
Right,
you're still doing that.
Yeah,
I see
we're still doing it, yeah. And so we got this idea, how about we just do a mystery bag, see what the heck happens. So we'll put this mystery bag together. It's usually a good quality backpack or something with some sort of firearm and ammo or something. I don't want to give it away. It's no longer a mystery if I tell you all the good stuff in it. And we'd knock 10% off all of everything that you get in it. And it usually comes in around $700 or $800, depending on what was in it. And we'd just say, hey, we got a mystery bag today, so if you want it, and all of a sudden the phone would ring, someone buys it right there without knowing anything about
what's
in it.
Do you have to be a member to get
in on
the mystery bag?
No. Nope. Okay. You just call in and say, hey, I want, and so it started to become this fun little thing, and I would have all the different guys who work for me. Today's your day to make a mystery bag. You can go pick out whatever you want, make it come to about $700, knock 10% off. And they would do it, and it's just fun. I mean, it would sell in 2 seconds. People were like, mm-hmm. And one guy bought 3 of them. He just enjoyed it so much.
3 of them? Wow.
So, and another guy was like, all right, I bought it. Now reveal what's in it on the air. So I'd on the live stream, I'd pull everything out and show everybody.
So anyway, this is a great deal. Cape Gunworks, it's right down in Hyannis. It's right near the airport, very conveniently located. And you guys are now open 10 to 8. Monday through Saturday and 11 to 5 on Sunday. So you're back almost to normal.
We're back almost to normal, still wearing some masks and distancing and whatnot. But we're back to normal. We have a big space, and that was really the hamstring mm-hmm. of us when the federal judge said you can only do 4 people per hour. We have 20,000 square feet, and it's 4 people per hour? What the heck?
You guys did better than a lot of businesses
in
Massachusetts.
I know.
Though.
Believe me, I get it. Yeah.
All right. Go to HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. There are only a few available. These are the cheap bastard deal of $675 value for $250 right now. Thanks, Toby.
Thanks, Howard.
I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What people drastically underestimate is the impact on the mental health of people who now everything is complicated. Not only is the healthcare piece, but people don't have a job, people don't have anywhere to go, they don't know what they're going to do. And a lot of people, you have unnecessarily, now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
Holy bleep! I take back everything I said about not wearing those masks. When did he say that? Just now? 120 million. How many people have we got left? Didn't he say that 100? He said that after Bernie voted against some kind of gun control legislation in 2007, that 150 million are dead. So 150 million dead because of Bernie Sanders. COVID has killed has
it's killed,
killed
one sixth of the female workforce.
Yeah, that's right. 120 million. So we're down to 60 million people. We're about, so the population of the country is now about what it was during the Civil War. Good Lord. It's, all these. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Is it a good idea to force everyone in Massachusetts public schools to wear masks?
Let me guess. It's going to be 98-2.
No, 84-16.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. One-sixth of the audience thinks it's a good... That, you know what? That's one-sixth of the people who never had any kids and have forgotten what it was like to be a kid. It's the only thing I can think of. All right. 844-500-4242. I told Toby to stay around for one more segment just to take some questions on guns, because people have a lot of questions about guns. Uber Jason says, do you guys rent guns just to shoot for fun for non-licensed people?
And yeah, that's a great question. We get that all the time. And you can come to our range and do what's known as a range experience package. The range has been busy, and we've obviously, with the COVID stuff, we've had a little bit of staff issues early on, but now we're back to fully open. So you can do this range experience. If you don't have a license, you go out with one of our RSOs and you get to shoot a couple different guns, take a picture, take your target home and all that. It's more of an experience than a like a class, so
yeah.
Setting.
So you can. You can go.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to be down there on Saturday, by the way. I don't know. I don't know what time I'm going to be down. I'm just going to be kind of cruising the Cape. But we'll be. I'm looking Stop forward it. To it. My 357 are coming down for a trip.
All right,
gonna have some fun, which I bought there. And another guy says that he just bought a gun there yesterday. So that's from 781. And they couldn't have been nicer. That was his first gun. A really good experience, he says.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for that.
Okay, another one says, ask him what the best reason is for a concealed carry.
So the concealed carry license, or the license to carry that you get in Massachusetts, is the only way you can actually purchase a handgun in Massachusetts. So if you get a firearms ID, this is where it gets real confusing. If you get a firearms ID card or an FID card,
that's what I got, yeah.
You're not allowed to buy a firearm, or you're not allowed to buy a handgun, because a handgun under mass definition is a firearm. It's a gun with less than 16-inch barrel. So with a firearms identification card, you can't buy a firearm. So you have to have a license to carry, which is what you have, you know. And so with the license to carry, you can buy a handgun, whether you just want to shoot recreationally, or you want to have one in the home for defensive purposes, or you want to carry one out in the real world for, you
right.
know, take personal safety, responsibility for your personal safety, which obviously is pretty important these days, you know
right.
what I mean? And so, that's the real reason to get a concealed carry. It doesn't differentiate whether, you can carry concealed or...
But when you go into the police station and say, I want to apply for a permit, they know it means concealed carry.
Yeah.
They're not gonna pull a bait and switch on
you. No. There's some towns that do. I know in the past, especially, there were some chiefs that would not give you a unrestricted license to carry.
Right.
They would always put like to and from the range or target and hunting. And those days are largely over for the most part. Most of the towns in Mass are... pretty good. They'll give you the unrestricted license.
There aren't any more those consortiums. I remember those consortiums that they had, like all these, bosky suburbs would have these, the chiefs, three or four chiefs would get together and nobody would issue a permit.
There is some consortiums around Boston, like Brookline and whatnot, but I've heard good
what
things
a shock.
About that.
Brookline.
Yeah. I've heard some things, like my friends actually just got their license there and they actually got it in under 30 days.
Wow.
And it was unrestricted. So, you know, things have changed for the better, I think. And amazingly, in under 30 days, like I told them to go buy a scratch ticket. That was like hitting the lottery.
So 413 in Western Mass says, do you guys sell bear spray or mace?
Yes, we do. We have, we have both most of the time, but bear spray tends to sell out, because we don't carry a lot of it, but some of the mace we have.
What's the difference?
It's mostly the size of the bottle. Basically, the bear spray is like a small fire extinguisher. because you don't want to run out when the bear's charging you. You know what I mean? But the personal ones are like a 15 little burst or whatever. And
do you need a license for mace?
No, not anymore. That was another thing that changed for the better in Massachusetts. You used to need a license to carry, Class B license to carry.
That's what I thought.
But now they did away with that. But now you need it for a taser. So you still need a license to carry for a taser. So even though it's less than lethal, but...
Yeah. But I mean, so, you know, what you mace or taser, it's just basically to defend yourself, to knock somebody down.
Right.
Right. And yeah. That's so you don't. Yeah, yeah, mace would suffice.
It does. You know, there's a bunch of different types out there. Mace is a brand name. We do carry that, but we also have others that are not a brand name and, that are just as
good. Are state police back to processing licenses?
State police haven't processed licenses in years. And so what's
but
going on?
You could appeal, though. You could appeal if you're turned down,
yes,
right?
Yes, but the Mass State Police only issues to people that are for employment purposes. And so what happened? There was towns that weren't open for business. They just were not
those
accepting.
Were the consortiums.
Yeah, and there's just a lot of towns that said, we're just flat out not taking applications. So people, it's still on the books. It's on the statute says that the Mass State Police may issue license to carry. So people just started sending their applications to them. Mm-hmm. Well, in the last couple of days, everybody's getting their applications back and a letter from the Mass State Police saying, sorry, here's your application back. We're not processing license to carry at this time. And, you know, unless it's for employment purposes. And so everybody's like, well, what the heck? How is this not an infringement on my Second Amendment rights? My local town won't take it. And now the state police, which has
so they're willing to embezzle federal funds out on the Mass Turnpike, but they don't have time to process.
It's not in their best interest, I guess.
Not much meat on the bone with an application fee.
No, I guess not. And, you know, they're getting them in at an unprecedented amount.
Okay, as a guy from the Back Bay, ask him how hard it is to get a permit in Boston.
You know, it used to be harder. Like I just gave you the example of Brookline. If you got a clean record, and you know, I don't know these towns personally, but I'm hearing back.
There's 351 of them. You can't know them all.
But the people are telling me, "Hey, I got it." And other towns are like, you know, 4 months out. You know, people aren't getting it. I had one person tell me last week they got a license in Wareham in 11 days.
Wow.
Which again, it's almost like New Hampshire. Yeah. You know, it's almost like Pennsylvania. You know.
Right.
But
617 says, ask Toby how the interview with the chief of police usually goes. I don't think you have to be interviewed by the chief of police.
Depends what town.
They have, Wellesley, they just have a guy assigned to it.
Yeah.
I think that's the way to do it in most places.
Some towns, some towns the chief wants to meet with you. Sometimes it's a deputy or his liaison, whatever. It might be a LT or something like that, or a staff sergeant or whatever. But the, but usually they just want to sit there and look you in the eye and say, why do you want a gun? And you can say, well.
How long is my firearm safety course good for a license to carry?
It's good. It doesn't expire. There is an expiration date on the certificate, but it's the person who gives the class when his license expires. That's the date that expires. But it doesn't expire.
So, like, I have to go down to Wellesley Police Station, I think, in 2021 and pay another $100.
Right.
I think that's the only deal.
That's the price you pay to exercise your Second Amendment
rights. I'll pay that price. I will pay that price. 774, is Grace coming too? Would love to see her kick your ass on the range. Well, that ain't happening one way or the other, but Grace can come. She's going to be down on the Cape as well.
Yeah, I haven't tried out my new firearm. Maybe I'll join you.
Oh, well, everyone is welcome to join us on the range at Cape Gunworks.
We'll make it the Howie Carr Radio Network event.
What about out-of-staters coming into Massachusetts with handguns? And the guy says from Vermont.
That's a no-go. That is a no-go.
No-go?
Yep. Unless you're coming to a sanctioned shooting event. And even like when we hold a competition, if it's not an officially sanctioned event by like Bianchi or, you know, National Shooting Sports Foundation or someone like that, then it's not, you can't bring your own gun, which is ridiculous. I mean, if you're licensed in your own state, you should at least be able to bring it and shoot it and pack it up. Maybe not carry it, but bring it, but you can't.
I'm a Maine resident. My mom lives in Mass. What do I need to bring my gun with me when I visit? You can't.
It's just a no-go. Yeah. He should apply for anyone who's out of state that frequents the state, apply for a non-resident license to carry. They issue.
Well, who do you apply to that?
You apply in person in Chelsea, of all places. Wear your bulletproof vest. And,
Chelsea?
You got to, the Department of Public Safety, you have to appear in person.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to insult Chelsea, but I mean, that's the COVID hearts that's the ground zero for if you believe in COVID, that's the one place in the state you want to least
right.
be in.
So wear your mask anyway. Right? But yeah, you have to take a course like we offer, and then you got to apply in person. And it used to be every year you had to apply in person, mm-hmm. but at least they finally stretched it out. So it's the same expiration date as the resident license. But here's the kicker. This is ridiculous. If you have a non-resident license to carry, you can carry a loaded gun around Massachusetts, but you can't buy a box of ammunition.
These laws. Is this the same law, people that are writing the laws for the rules for the schools coming back in September where everybody has to wear a mask? 978, I was refused a license to carry for no other reason than that I don't need one. How do I appeal it? That's when you go to the state police, right?
Absolutely, yeah. There's a firearms review board, and that's where you appeal to. And I would reach out to Gun Owners Action League. They'll be able to help you with that, and they'll show you the process.
Neil, you're next with Howie Carr and Toby from Cape Gunworks. Go ahead, Neil.
Thank you for taking my call. Toby, you helped me find my P365 the other day.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. How you liking it?
I'm having trouble loading the magazines. The springs seem to be extremely tight.
Yeah.
I went online. There's a thing called an Uplula.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we stock them in the store.
Do you sell those?
Yep, we have them at the store. There's a couple different brands. There's an Uplula, and then there's a mag charger. And that 365, it's actually a great gun. I carry that gun myself. And it's a staggered stack magazine that's about this big. It's like 3.5 inches tall, and it holds 10 rounds. And it's a really thin, small, concealable gun. And the thing about it is you're packing every square inch of space in that magazine with a bullet. So it holds 10 rounds. And so the last few are really hard to get in. It'll break in a little bit and also, but get a Maglula or a mag charger or something like that, the Uplula.
What happens if you just put in like 6 or 7 not to have a problem? Is that's not a problem, is it?
No, not at all. You can do that. But it definitely gets hard after the first 3 to pop them in there. And that's just the design of the gun to, you know, it's small mag. Large, 10 round capacity. So
844-500-4242. Is it true that a retired police officer can buy a gun without the license but on his retired badge alone? Just wondering.
No, that's not true. No.
Only 2 gift certificates left, by the way, for Cape Gunworks. If you want to get them. And Taylor says he's coming down. I'm coming down. I'll bring my own, my own equalizer with me, and Grace is invited too, but I haven't seen her showing up to say that she's coming down. She likes to do this sometimes.
Yeah, she does. So I'm willing to set that challenge up again, the inter-office challenge. And I know there was some targets hung on the wall the last time. So.
Yes, I know. 561 says the best reason to get a concealed carry, half the country thinks defund the cops is a good idea.
Right.
Yeah, until they need a cop. And then, well, just ask the people in Seattle how that's working out, or the Brooklyn hipsters that want to just get the fireworks stopped every night. They can't sleep. All right. Toby, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll see you on Saturday. And again, this is a good deal. There's only 2 left for the Cheap Bastard deal at Cape Gunworks. And thanks for answering the questions for
anytime.
Everybody.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Maybe we'll do it again.
All right.
One last thing. I'm a female with my license to carry. I'd like to get a small gun that's easy to handle. What would you recommend?
Our first choice is usually the Smith & Wesson Shield EZ. It's called the EZ. It's easy to rack, easy to load the mag, and it's a very good gun to shoot.
What's the caliber?
380 and 9mm. So if you can handle the 9mm, which most people can with a little bit of instruction, I would recommend the 9mm. But that's a great question, and that's a good gun.
All right.
You can try before you buy on the range, too.
844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is Mark in Williston, Vermont.
This is Marie in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Mike from South Attleboro, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. That's the toll free. We got tons of questions here about the guns. We must do this more often, actually. But I just wanted to stick around. I'm going to be down on Saturday at Cape Gunworks. I don't know when. I can't give you a time or anything. We're just going to be cruising around the Cape, hitting you know, visiting advertisers and people we know, just kind of trying to, you know, raise the flag of support for everybody who's with us. I know this is a really tough time for everybody, including second graders who are going to have to wear masks in the fall unless something happens here. 844-500-4242. Jackie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jackie.
Hi, Howie. Hi. I know I'm off topic, but you were talking earlier about the masters.
Yes.
And I heard yesterday that if you're a realtor, now you can't say it's a master bedroom and master bath.
Oh.
It has to be owner. Honestly, that's the next one.
Well, you know, I think San Francisco was once again ahead of the curve on this one. Remember, they changed the name. You can't say you're a pet master, or you're a master, or you can't own a dog anymore in San Francisco. You are the what is it? What do they call it? You remember, Taylor? Are you the guardian of the pet or the pet companion or something? This is ridiculous.
Pet parent.
Yeah, what's the problem with master? I mean, doesn't master mean you're just really good at something? You can't be really good at anything anymore?
I mean, master bedroom, that might have some roots back to slave days.
Oh, come on.
It might. That's the master's bedroom.
But
mastering a skill or a sport, no, certainly that's not
racist. At Deerfield, and I think most prep schools, they called it the teacher was the master, right? And the principal
master, yeah.
was the headmaster. And, you know.
And what do you call young boys? They're called master, right? If you're writing a formal letter.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of faded away. But I mean, it was just kind of a stylistic or doing away with formal salutations rather than some kind of political correctness. Yeah, it's master. God, ridiculous. 844-500-4242. Where is that cut? Where did he say that about the 120 million dead? People want to get that cut too. People are.
We'll retweet it. But okay. he was speaking outside somewhere.
This is what he gets for going outside. You know, he's not going to be this. He won't be outside for another 10 days after this one. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.